I'm Marie Williams from Newtown AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Mixed emotions, I'm sure, for Nomads fans as their Scottish adventure ends a little bit earlier than they probably would have hoped, but they were involved in a great league game on Tuesday night, which they eventually ran out winners. They played Carnarvon. Carnarvon with a manager of the month and a player of the month, no less. We'll be reviewing all of that in the next few moments, but here's the man who's most important. Mark Jonah-Jones joins me every week to review what's gone on. And Jonah, well, let's have a look at it from a Nomads perspective first. I'm sure sadness at what happened at Partick. They were not at the races there, but look, 3 points in the bag for the league campaign.
They were not at their best at Partick. I think Andy and the players will tell you that itself. I was lucky enough to be up there. The early chance for Michael Wilde after a minute didn't go in. Sometimes you can make all the difference, and they were just most probably outgunned over the 90 minutes, and Partick, I think, deserved to go through. But I tell you what, it's a big comeback to get a win on Tuesday evening against a side as good as Carnarvon. Carnarvon only losing their second game of the season, so you know, perhaps he's looked at that on Saturday and said to the boys, we really want to win something this season, as every manager says, but we got to bounce back, and that's a big win, Mark. I tell you, on Tuesday evening, 3 days after the big game in Scotland. And you have to say, well done. Obviously, Carnarvon again have competed really well and made a hell of a game. But Connors Key taking 3 points puts them into second spot, Mark. They're definitely up for the scrap.
Let's hear from Andy Morrison after Tuesday night's game with Carnarvon.
We've started the game so well. And you know, if we're super clinical and we can show better quality, you know, we could have scored, you know, six or seven tonight. And we've gifted them two goals. You know, it's charitable two goals. So, you know, it should be a comfy 4-0 victory tonight. And it felt at times anything like that.
And well, let's talk about the other side in that little equation. Carnarvon Town, what a week for them. Sean Eardley, manager of the month. Leo Smith, player of the month. Very well deserved in my book, Jonah. Not only for what Sean has done in terms of his managing of that team and getting those early results, but Leo, well, we've spoken about it, Leo, before, when we really building and progressing every time.
Sean Eardley, manager of the month, tremendous for him. You know, congratulations. You know, he didn't lose a game in the month. And he's put Carnarvon on the map in the JD Cymru Premier League. They're a team now that everybody fears when they play them. They're no walkover for anybody. They drew the first game against the Druids 1-1. And I think even though they're playing away from home in the game on Saturday now, they're on that much good form apart from Tuesday night win, that they'll expect to go to the Druids and maybe get a win. And Leo is starting to play really well in midfield. He's an integral partner of that midfield at Carnarvon, and he's growing into the league. So, yeah, well done the pair of them, Mark.
Although, you know, if I was sarcastic and cynical, which I'm not. Not me, never. I'd obviously, say... the manager of the month curse hit Sean Eardley straight away, didn't it? Because they lost to Connors Key. And what a game it will be at Maes Tegid Saturday at 2:30 when Bala host league leaders Barrytown United.
We said a couple of weeks ago, Mark, on the podcast, anybody puts three wins together at any point in this league, it's a big shift in where you are in the league. And it has put them right amongst the top boys again. So this is a massive game for them. They found their form. They're at home. They want to improve on last season's game, by the way, against Barry at Maes Tegid, because Barry went there and won 5-2. So they want to put that one right. So this is a big game. Barry haven't had a game for a fortnight, but if you'd have said to him, 1 point's clear, what more have they got to do? They got the likes of McLagan on 6 goals. They got Hood, Torrey, and a young boy, Spence. So their form away from home is absolutely electric, and this makes this most probably the game of the day.
Now, Carmarthen Town, what a perplexing situation there. They play Aberystwyth, who have become the draw specialists. It's live on Scorio, Jonah. You'll be there. How is it going to turn out?
I didn't think I'd be looking into Carmarthen Town after 10. Well, they got 3 points from 30. That's 3 draws. You didn't expect that, Mac. I didn't expect that. I don't think anybody expected that so far this season, because they have got a good set of players. If they clicks, they'll be all right, but they got to start clicking now. They must start clicking. they got decent players in this game. This time last year, Carmarthen, you know, eased their way to a 5-6-2 victory. Liam Thomas scored a hat-trick. Bowen was amongst the goals. Bowen's got 5 already this season. Carmarthen have scored 13 goals already. And, you know, they're rock bottom without the win. That's hard, quite hard to believe. They're one of the top goal scorers, 4 in the bottom 6. So where does their problem lie? ABBA, like you said, they got 2 draws. They had a draw against Penobont, 1-1. They had a good point fighting back against Cardiff Met, 2-2 on Saturday. So they're starting to pick up. And what the manager Matt Bish and the coach Gav Allen and company are doing, they're picking up points. They're picking up points and they're getting a bit more familiar, their squad. The same names are coming through all the time. In the first game this season, between these two, ABBA defeated Carmarthen 3-2 at Park Avenue, with Mark Williams getting 2 and Luke Bonford getting 1. So they'll want to do the double, but Carmarthen will. It's a must win for Carmarthen Friday night. It's live on Scotty, 8 o'clock, and I think we'll see a good game, Mark, here, with a good crowd, and surely amongst these two teams who've got goals in them, we're going to see plenty of goals.
Now, another interesting game to look at, Newtown against Airbus. How's this going to go?
Both managers, I think, wouldn't be too disappointed with a draw from this game coming up. Newtown are 7th, they got 12 points. They had a good 2-win win, like I said, last Friday evening at the Druids. So if Chris Hughes looked ahead towards the Druids and Airbus away, and you said 4 points out of 6, I think he would have taken that. Airbus, okay, they got defeated by TNS, but the last couple of games, they've done okay. They're 9th. They got 7 points from 10 games. They had a good second half showing, by the way, against TNS. I think they won the second half 2-1 with young George Pierce getting a brace in the second half. At half time, I think it was 5-0, and the smart money was on them taking a right tonking. But they showed a lot of credit and showed a lot of character in the second half. So that could help him, and that could help Airbus in this game. I mean, O'Shaughnessy can go into the changing room and say, perform the way you did in the second half against TNS, and we won't go far wrong. So sometimes you've got to take positives out of the defeat, and that'll be the positive for him. But yeah, it's a tough one to pick this. Newtown will want to close the gap on the top 6, no doubt at all. Chrissy Hughes and his set of players will want to try and finish in that top 6. Airbus, a win or a point here will edge them even more away from the bottom 2, and that's their task.
I talked about Coniskey Nomads. Of course, they play Cardiff Met on Saturday. We talked about it from the Nomads' perspective. Talk to me about it from the Cardiff Met perspective. What's going through Christian Edwards' mind in this one?
Well, it's a massive game. Again, they're down to 6 at the moment, the Met. I think they'll want to finish higher than that this season with the squad of players he's got. I really do think he'll want to finish higher than 6. I think they can. They've had 2 draws in the last 2 weeks. Airbus away, 1-1, where they let in a last-minute goal. And then they go to ABBA and they let in a goal with a few minutes to go, and then get a goal disallowed in the 92nd minute. So them 6 points are now only 2 points, and it makes a massive difference to you. So this would have been a game that Christian, I think, would have taken a point from. But he'll now go out and look for 3. Motivation he can give to his players is the Met have yet to beat the Nomads in the Premier League.
So, the New Saints seem to be free-scoring again and winning games comfortably. What great news for the people of Penobont to wake up to as Penobont host the New Saints on the weekend. How do you think how do you think this game's going to go?
Well, it's interestingly enough, Mark, if you talk to Griff and Matt and Giles, the coach, the best performance of the season so far for Penobont was TNS away, when it was a 2-1 win for TNS at Park Hall, with Aaron Edwards and Chiselvich getting the goals for TNS, and Kane Owen scored for Penobont, and they took them all the way. So any sort of performance like that again, I'm sure Griffiths will be pleased. But if it's not a good footballing performance, if it's a battling performance and he gets a point from it, he'll take that all day. You look at TNS over the last couple of years, Mark, and they, of course, they're the top dogs, being the best team in this league for a long time. Just checking out their goal at the moment, they let in 13, I think, in 8 games. Very unusual. They let in 2 Saturday against Airbus. Now, anybody who usually goes to Park Hall and gets two two goals, he comes away, you know, really happy. But of course, they hit six and they were bang on form and they're back amongst the goals. But I think Scott will still want him to tighten up at the back. So I think he'd prefer to see a 2 or 3 nil rather than a 4 or 5-2 again. They got to tighten up again at the back. Title winners don't let in so many goals, and that's what they are. They usually win titles on their strength all over the pitch, especially at the back. So I think Scott will want to tighten up at the back. Anything Reese can get from this Saturday's game is a bonus. I managed against TNS myself plenty of times, and you always wrote in your calendar, anything is a bonus when you're playing TNS in this league.
Well, if you can't get to a game, do keep up on the Cymru League's Twitter account and various other outlets, including the club outlets, for later scorelines and instant reaction. Just a little note that if you're driving around Bala over the next few days, in the co-op in Bala, they're having a raffle for a very important man. Please do buy a ticket. The raffle is to help Danny Gossett, the Ballatown player, fighting cancer at the moment. And Jody, you were with him at the Wales game this weekend.
Yeah, Danny's on great form. He's supporting Wales. I sat alongside with his brother Sunday evening, and you know, he loves the game of football, Mac, and as soon as he gets fit and ready to start playing again, I'm sure he'll enhance any team in this league as you have in the past. So get yourself fit, Dan. We're all missing you.
Well, we love that man. All the best to him, of course. And if, as I said, if you're around the Ballar area, please do buy a ticket. We'll be back in 7 days. Just to say that we've also made two other special podcasts this week. It's the first round of the JD Welsh Cup. So we've made a North Draw podcast and a South Draw podcast. They're coming up on this channel in a second. Say goodbye, Jonah.